The Environmental Protection Agency is delaying plans to close a lab in Houston after shuttering other facilities. The EPA first planned to relocate staff to another facility 400 miles away in Ada, Oklahoma, no later than 2023. Now the agency's pushing those plans back to 2027, citing higher costs than planned to consolidate its footprint. The EPA has closed other regional labs over the past year, including in California, Michigan, and Nevada. For more on this update, Federal News Network's Jory Heckman talked with the president of AFGE Local 1003, Justin Chen.
The official line from the agency itself is there's been significant changes within timelines and also cost. The modification of the Ada, Oklahoma lab in order to accommodate the Region 6 lab capacities that it would need to take on, which I think is quite frankly true in some fashion, being that, as everyone knows, due to COVID-19 and the supply chain and logistical issues around the world, essentially, everything is quite a bit more expensive due to inflationary rises in price, construction, all those kind of things. That is very much so true. However, I think what is left unsaid by agency management is that there has been significant pushback from both internal employee opinion, as well as also from congressional lawmaker opinion, as well as also broader public support for keeping the Houston lab open.
Okay, and to take a step back here, what was the EPA's rationale for closing this lab?
So the basic timeline of the event is that back during the Obama administration, there was an executive order for federal agencies to do an audit basically of rented and leased facilities and where money savings could be found. And then during the Trump administration, using that information, they pushed forward with a closure plan for the Houston lab and to merge the staff and the equipment in with another EPA federally owned facility in Ada, Oklahoma. The rationale was supposedly a cost savings measure.
And the EPA employees who would be affected by this closure, they would be relocated to other facilities?
They were all going to supposedly be relocated to Ada, Oklahoma.
Okay, and I imagine there was some concern about that in terms of they need to relocate if that's the option they chose to do so.
Yeah, and just a caveat that this was going to apply to lab staff. There are also enforcement officers as well as some administrative staff in Houston. They were supposed to remain in Houston to continue their work, but it was all lab-related employees were going to be required to move to Ada, Oklahoma. That is quite a significant change in location, of course, Houston being, I believe, now the third largest, most populous metropolitan area within the United States, and Ada, Oklahoma being a fairly small town about, I think, an hour and a half away from Oklahoma City, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Now, of course, we're a ways away from 2027 being a reality here, but from an AFGE perspective, are you optimistic that the EPA down the line might ultimately decide to either further postpone the closure or walk away from plans to close it altogether?
You know, I can't really say one way or the other. I've never been in the predictive sort of business, essentially. All I know is what we do on the union side of things is that our ideals with regards to the Houston lab is that it remain in Houston in a permanent sort of position, essentially, for a couple of reasons. Of course, we want to protect our membership's jobs in Houston and their livelihoods. A lot of them have set down roots. Of course, they have children in Houston area schools. They have family in the Houston area. Just as important, though, is that, you know, people work for the agency for a number of reasons, but most everybody works for the EPA because they believe in the mission to protect human health and the environment. And Houston is an incredibly important location to conduct such a mission. It's in the petrochemical heart of the United States, arguably the petrochemical heart of the world, essentially. It is also an incredibly important area for environmental justice. It is an incredibly vulnerable area, actually, as well, to climate change, as we've noted with the most recent hurricanes passing through the Gulf area. It's incredibly important, logistically speaking, as well. It has several major international airports. Lab samples can be sent to the Houston lab with fair ease from practically anywhere in the United States, if not the world. On top of that, just within driving distance, of course, is practically the entire western side of the Gulf Coast. So if all else fails and you got to take some samples to be processed from, say, the Mississippi River in Baton Rouge, you can drive to Houston within a couple hours, basically, and get your stuff there, as opposed to having to take that all the way to Ada, Oklahoma, which is a much more difficult task.
I understand that the Houston lab is not an isolated incident, that the EPA has closed some labs in recent memory, and that I guess maybe some other labs might be under consideration. Do you have any insight into those other closures?
I can't speak on that. I'm not too familiar with what other ones, because so many have happened already. I don't know what's really left at this point to close down. The most recent example of this happening, I believe, was the Richmond, California lab. They closed down that regional lab and moved those positions to Corvallis, Oregon. The unfortunate reality of that situation was that nobody in the Richmond, California lab took those offers, and they all left their positions, essentially. Now the agency has to basically restock all of that Region 9 lab staff with new hires or transfers, basically, in Corvallis, Oregon.
Wow, that's a hard one to hear. Are there other kind of considerations to this lab closure being postponed that's worth bringing up that I didn't think to ask you about yet, Justin?
I think that the current political management within the agency does have some amount of concern with wanting to continue a presence within Houston. What we already have there, of course, is the Houston lab, which has a lab itself, but it also actually has a couple of inspectors and a couple of other administrative staff based out of there. And I think with what President Biden and Administrator Reagan want to do, especially as example through his Journey to Justice trip throughout the Gulf Coast area, I would have to imagine they want to be able to expand the footprint of the agency in those areas that, as mentioned before, are environmental justice communities, susceptible to climate change issues. And if they want to do that, they not only need to maintain what we already have in these areas, but potentially expanding the facilities, expanding the staff, and expanding the mission of those locations, essentially, which the union would full-heartedly support.
Just so I have a better picture of all the work that happens in this lab, what's the overall scope of the work that gets done at this lab in Houston?
So the Houston lab basically handles processing of samples for Region 6. So it will handle samples that are collected from basically Texas and the surrounding states, more or less. They come from Superfund sites. They come from natural disaster emergencies, man-made disasters, all those kind of things. They can do all that kind of processing. An example of such was when there was that Deepwater Horizon spill several years ago. They were doing a fair amount of sampling and processing of samples from that oil spill.
Members of Congress who represent the district in which this lab is located, I imagine they've probably been pushing back against the administration in terms of the closure here. Have you heard anything on that end of things?
We've actually been working with congressional partners, the union and them. We've spoken to the Houston congressional delegation. We've spoken actually to several Congress people in Louisiana as well, because their communities would particularly be affected by this too, just because of, as I mentioned before, the logistical hurdles that could potentially occur if this lab were closed and be moved over to Ada, Oklahoma. So they are very much so interested in trying to maintain this presence on the Gulf Coast.
That's Justin Chen, the president of AFGE Local 1003, speaking with Federal News Network's Jory Heckman. Subscribe to The Federal Drive on Apple Podcasts or Podcast One.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.